Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Parents send their child to school knowing they tested positive for COVID-19. Six new communities now considered high risk for coronavirus. And check your old lottery tickets. Four unclaimed prizes are about to expire. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Cardi B makes shocking requests in her divorce petition and responds to the rumors that Offset fathered a child with another woman.
Leroy has your sports.
And keep the faith, because the Celtics are about to peak and come together like butt cheeks.
Oh my God, butt first.
What?
Oh my God, butt first. Parents in Attleboro are frustrated and furious after a student testing positive for COVID-19 still showed up for the first day of school. The student's parents knew that the child tested positive before attending class at Attleboro High on Monday. The school nurse has now identified 30 other students who came in close contact with the student. They will now need to quarantine at home for the next 14 days.
I wish I could show off about this and act like I'm Thomas John, but I've been saying this forever, and it doesn't take a psychic to figure that out. People are, you cannot trust people. You knew.
To make the right choices.
Right. I can't believe that this was a high school student. I predicted it was going to be some parent who had a really young kid and was going to leave him at daycare and go, oh, they got the sniffles. It's all right. I really got to get to work today. I got to do that Johnson report. And they brought their kid, and then the kid got sick and everyone got sick, and they were going to be like, I don't get it. My kid was fine. It must have been somebody else. But yeah.
I can't understand how you would make that decision to think that that was okay.
Because people are selfish. All they think about is themselves.
God.
That's why you can't trust people. You cannot trust people. If anything you're going to learn today, DTA, don't trust anybody.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
All right.
You can trust me, though.
Yeah, okay. You out of everybody.
Wow. Jesus.
17 communities in Massachusetts are now considered high risk for coronavirus based on average positive test results. Worcester has been added to the list along with Nantucket, Plainville, Saugus, Tingsboro, and Wrentham. They are all now in the red category. And if you bought a mass cash ticket last year in April, June, or October, you might want to find it and check your numbers. There are currently four unclaimed prizes worth $100,000.
Damn.
Two of the winning tickets were drawn last April in Dedham, another last June in West Springfield, and last October in Wakefield. The last day to claim the April and June prizes is September 30th, and the October prize must be claimed by October 16th.
That'll never be me, because whenever I do buy lottery tickets, it's usually for the really, really big things, and I do this thing where I'll check it. Well, first of all, just like when the number gets shown, I know I didn't win, but then I'll check it anyway. But then I'll like leave it on my counter and then check it later on in the day, thinking that the numbers are going
to
magically change. You know, or maybe I'll find a different combination that I didn't recognize the first time.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Kanye West is now in Twitter jail. It came after yet another rant, which was mainly about how unfair record companies are and that he considers artists slaves. He released copies of the 10 contracts he signed with Universal in hopes that lawyers will see how insane they are, which would essentially create change moving forward. In one tweet, he actually showed one of the 21 Grammys he's won in the toilet while peeing on it. But that wasn't what put Kanye in Twitter jail.
It was a good angle, too.
Yeah. In a now-deleted tweet, Kanye tweeted, quote, if any of my fans want to call a white supremacist, this is the editor of Forbes. And then posted the contact information for Forbes editor and chief content officer Randall Lane. Apparently, that was the last straw, as Kanye was locked out of his account and used both Rick Fox and Candace Owens to let everybody know he was in Twitter jail for 12 hours, but that he would be back. Candace actually tweeted the hashtag Free Kanye, which is now trending number one in the United States. Carol Baskin seems happy that her missing husband Don Lewis's family took out an ad during her Dancing with the Stars debut. While leaving a rehearsal yesterday, TMZ asked Carol how she felt about the whole ad, and Carol said it would be wonderful if the mystery would be solved, especially if the case was solved with the help of said ad. Carol, of course, is accused of killing her husband, Don Lewis, who's been missing since 1997. So far, by the way, Carol has nothing to worry about, as there were numerous tips called into that commercial's hotline, but nothing solid.
Yeah, and if she did have the guy killed, she doesn't have to worry because she had a tiger eat him, and said tiger might be dead by now. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe she killed it after just to make sure.
Quick Nicki Minaj baby update. Her fans seem to think she may have given birth already because of an Instagram post from her mother where she said, quote, motherhood already looks good on you, which got people all excited. Nicki, of course, has been MIA since announcing her pregnancy back in July. And Cardi B has made yet another change to her divorce petition. Apparently, she wants no financial help from Offset whatsoever. No spousal support, no child support, adding that she wants them both to have joint custody of 2-year-old Culture. And as far as the rumor that's going around that Offset has a baby on the way with another woman, Cardi says that is not the case. It is absolutely false. According to a source, there is no other child, no baby. The rumor's super false, and Cardi is thinking of her child and wants everything to be amicable. She's evolved over the years and continues to do so. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, another day, another loss for the Red Sox, this time to the Marlins 8-4. In college sports, it was announced that the Big Ten Conference football will resume the weekend of October 24th, and also announced yesterday was that both men's and women's college basketball will start November 25th. WNBA star Maya Moore married Jonathan Irons, the man she helped free from a wrongful wrongful conviction. That blew my mind. Wow. That I did not see that one coming. I don't know. It just, the way everything was presented, it was like, you know.
You feel like he set her up.
Maybe
he wooed her to get him out of jail. Maybe
they've known each other for years.
Yeah. Maybe she wouldn't have tried that hard if it was like somebody she wasn't in love with. It makes you look at it weird.
They
seem happy.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they're happy.
Everyone's
so
always happy
them,
in the beginning. The guy's been in prison. He'd be happy regardless if he was with her or not. He just got out of jail.
Yeah, that was crazy. Blew my mind. Celtic Jason Tatum was named to the All-NBA third team, while his teammate, Gordon Hayward, who's been out with an ankle injury, is now doubtful for Game 2 versus the Heat, but he is expected to be back during the series. I said that they are about to peak and come back together like butt cheeks. That's what I'm talking about right there. They're about to be tight.
Where do butt cheeks come together like that, Lee?
I mean, listen, you can look at it multiple ways. Like the crease.
Well, I'm looking at it from behind.
Oh, I mean, it's already. And then, you know, with the cups and all that, I mean, it's just tight over. Anyways, Sox and the Marlins play again today at 1:10. Celtics Heat Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight at 7.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
I really enjoy this schedule that they're doing with sports where all the games are starting like early.
Right.
Is this because of Corona? Can we make it permanent, like doing Celtics playoff games at 6:40, 7 o'clock as opposed to 9, 9:30?
Maybe, but they're also doing something that's a little foul too. They'll say a game starts at 6:40,
yeah,
and you tune in, and it hasn't started.
Right, not
it's
till
like
seven.
The pregame stuff.
Yeah, well, they have to wait for the fans to, oh, wait, never mind.
And Thursday night football, Bengals, Browns, blah.
Oh, jeez.
Kickoff at 8:20.
What the rating's going to be for that
right?
Dumpster fire.
And that's just sports.
It's weird because they're actually allowing fans into the stadium for that one, but no one's coming.
Your good news today. Miss Rita is a cashier at Walgreens in Houston. And recently, a woman named Rena, who is a realtor, was in a rush and ran in there to get some light bulbs for a house that she was showing. Well, when she came in, she had forgotten her wallet, grabbed her husband's phone by mistake. And Miss Rena stepped in and paid for it, even though she only had $20 in her bank account. Rena made it to the showing, got her wallet, came back to give her the money, plus a little extra. And she also posted about her experience thanking Miss Rita. Well, apparently there was a lot of love for her, as she had always been kind to a lot of people. Someone decided to start a GoFundMe to help her out. They started with a goal of $5,000. It's now reached over $8,500. That's your good news. And this report made hot by the Jimmy Fund, supporting groundbreaking cancer treatment and patient care at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute of Boston.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.